I don't know about you, but I love fall. Fall is a time where the weather just feels perfect from the start of the day to the end. It's a great time for me to get on a bike, take a good long ride where it's nice and crisp, not cold, but crisp. And it's time for new fall traditions, like getting regular hydration and energy from Liquid IV. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with the highly requested blackberry to awaken your senses and keep you coming back for more. Liquid IV makes my workouts more enjoyable. It's really easy to prep. I just take my water bottle, fill it with water or some ice, pour in the Liquid IV, stir it up. It's ready to go. It gives me better hydration than I would if I was just using water. It's something that just makes those bike rides even more enjoyable than they were before. Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. Experience the deliciousness of one of our best-selling flavors, peach, perfectly paired with the highly requested blackberry. It's an all-in-one formula that provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Tear, pour, live more. One stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by Live HydroScience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Start a new fall tradition with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BA2022 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BA2022 at liquidiv.com. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health: their food. What she's discovered is that the way that many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that can be wrecking your dog's health. And this is true from even many premium brands. Fortunately, she's found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone could do the same thing to see incredible changes to their dog's health. I've got 2 dogs, and I want them to be with me for a very long time. There's a lot of good stuff here that made me think about how most dog foods are made, what to avoid for my dogs, and superfoods that are great for them. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/baseball and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/baseball.
Here comes Junior Caminero. Rays fans are pumped about this one. It's prospect profile time. That's what we do here on the Baseball America YouTube channel. Scotty Braun, J.J. Cooper, and Jeff Ponce. J.J., let's get right into what Junior Caminero could bring to the table for this Tampa Bay Rays team that definitely hit the reset button. And then with Rays fans not thinking as much about the postseason, they're thinking, what is Junior Caminero going to bring to the table? Is this a superstar-level ceiling for a player like this who's coming up?
Oh, absolutely, because you're talking about some of the best pure power in the game. You're talking about someone who hits the ball as hard as pretty much anyone. I got to see Junior Caminero this year hit a ball in Durham that was a single. Okay, so what is it? You know, whatever. Why are you talking about a single? Because the ball seemed like it never got about more than about 10 feet off the ground, and it hit the wall on a line because it was like 116 miles an hour off the bat. He hits the ball harder than anyone on the Rays big league club does this year. If you combined their minor league and their big league club, it would be Junior Caminero having the highest EVs, you know, 6 of the top 10 last time I checked. It is mega power, but there's some feel for hitting here as well. It's not like he's just going up there and letting it rip. And he doesn't move all that great. I'm a little worried, like, long-term, is he third baseman short-term, but probably not long-term. Right field maybe, but you hope he's going to be able to move well enough. He could end up at first base. But even if he ends up at first base, if the power is what we expect it to be, that would be fine in the long term. And Jeff, when I look at kind of what Junior Caminero can be, and especially at such a young age, I get really excited just thinking about the possibilities for maybe a future home run champ. Is that unreasonable?
Not at all. I mean, this guy has already hit balls, you know, above 115 multiple times this year. I believe his max exit velocity is 117.4, which is just absurd when you consider how old Caminero is. And as you said, it comes with a minimal amount of zone miss. In the highest level of the minors this year, he's got a 16.5% zone miss rate, you know, with a 90th percentile exit velocity of just a touch under 109 miles an hour. It's 108.9. So as close as it could be to 109 without going over, right? The chase numbers are fine too. I think the approach is there. He kind of has a good balance of identifying pitches, being able to attack pitches in the zone, but he's not scared to go out there and swing it either. This isn't a guy that's overly passive. Guys like that tend to get the most out of their power because they're out there looking to attack, looking to go after mistakes, looking to go after strikes, and he can hit it a long way. And the angles aren't bad as well. This is a guy where, yeah, could he put the ball in the air a little bit more? Could he elevate a little bit more? Sure. But when you consider his age, the raw power ability, plus the bats of ball skills, there's not many prospects just from a pure hitting perspective that I find more exciting than Caminero.
I love the video that we have on there, because one of the things that jumps out to me, you want the guys who can pull the ball, and Junior Caminero can pull the ball really far, but he has opposite field power. It is part of his game too. He likes to hit the ball. He likes to get the arms extended and just drive the ball a long way to right field as well, which makes him a little bit tougher to pitch to, because he can do damage on the inner third and also on the outer third of the plate. And sometimes I feel like he kind of likes when pitchers try to stay away from him. He can get those arms extended and he can really do some damage. I don't want to feel like I'm underselling him a little bit. He's had leg injuries in 2024 that's kind of affected his mobility at times. He hasn't been able to kind of stay as mobile as he would if he was fully healthy. But I also do want to point out, this is a guy with a cannon of an arm at third base. Like, if he gets to the ball, he has a good clock, and if he needs to, he can just let it rip with an absolute laser across the diamond. He can make plays like that. And on top of that, one of the other things I love about him is this is a guy who clearly loves playing baseball. You can see it when you watch him play. He's fully engaged. He really likes working, rooting for the pitcher, helping the pitcher out, pumping the pitcher up. If the pitcher has, you know, kind of that, you know, he kind of loses it for a moment, Junior Caminero is the kind of guy to kind of, hey, you got this. You know, I know he's not a catcher, he's a third baseman, but he enjoys kind of that aspect of the game as well. When other guys on his team succeed, you see that he gets really excited and hyped about that as well. It's fun to watch what Junior Caminero does as far as like being just fully engaged in the game from the first minute to the last minute, from the first out till, you know, they're shaking hands after the game.
Is it fair to say this is the most hyped up prospect for the Rays since Wander Franco?
Yeah, kind of harder to to put those two comparisons there now.
Talent, though, obviously, yes. Massive issue there on the criminal front. But in terms of talent, let's remember, yes, we were talking about the future of the Rays. Here's a player that comes up in Franco, was delivering as a player on the field, gets a massive, massive contract. Even for me, I was shocked that the Rays went to that distance to pay a player. I'm also asking this, JJ, because I'm wondering if the Rays are going to be scared away from offering some of their top prospects those large contract extensions, even though it should be a case-by-case scenario, or if you try and capitalize here on a player that has superstar potential but could be gone in 3 or 4 years if you don't try and lock them up to a team-friendly deal early on.
I don't think it'll scare them away from offering it again, because as crazy as this sounds, the Rays suffered on the field, but the contract wise, they didn't suffer because he's not getting paid. You have to be able to show up. If you're facing criminal charges, then it kind of gets the team out of having to pay you, because you have to be able to play to pay, get paid. So I don't think that's going to affect anything. I do look at with Caminero, like the question for him is going to be like, okay, you know, the player has to make that decision. Do I want the security, or do I want kind of the opportunity for a big payday? But this is the kind of player that you could absolutely see a team wanting to build around, wanting to kind of make a long-term commitment to. Yes, he is their best prospect since Wander Franco. Now, I also want to point out, he's in a good the Rays are in a good situation right now because they also have Carson Williams, who's an elite prospect. They also have Xavier Isaac, who's an elite prospect. They also have, you know, Brandon Taylor is a top 100 prospect. So this is a team that we've seen with the moves they made this year. They kind of freed up some opportunity for some of the younger players to get to see what a Curtis Meade can do and some guys like that. But with all of this, they do need some kind of core players to build around long-term. Junior Caminero should be one of those core players.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is one of the most exciting young prospects in the game. This is definitely somebody that, you know, can kind of make those memories of what they hoped were going to happen with Wander Franco kind of go away and be replaced with a true potential superstar. And I think with the Rays, when they've been at their best, when they've been the most competitive, they've needed a player like this. Whether it was Franco or, you know, Arizarena for 1 year when he went absolutely bananas coming out of that 2020 shutdown, or, you know, even kind of harken back to the days of Evan Longoria. They need that sort of middle of the order guy who's going to be the player for them. And I think that Junior Caminero has the ability to do that. And, you know, one of the few really bad moves the Guardians have made on the trade front in the last 5 to 6 years. It's definitely this one. And unfortunately, they didn't hold on to Tobias Myers-Ayer, who's obviously turned out to be a pretty good player himself.
I was going to say, they actually identified the talent, right? Because Tobias Myers has ended up being really good, too. They just didn't hold on to the talent. You've got to take the reservation. You got to take the talent. And then you got to hold on to it, too.
Caminero will look pretty good in that infield right now, though. Even if he's not, you know, they have Jose Ramirez. But getting that power bat is something they could have needed.
Yeah, I guess you would have put him, what, at second? Because I know, you know, initially there was an attempt at shortstop, right? And then you go to third. I mean, he's a big dude, but I feel like you'd figure it out. Or you could put Ramirez at second if you were doing that.
If you had him still with the Guardians, I think he'd be in right field. You look at what, you know, like, see Noel running around out there, and I think that Caminero, there, he has the enough athleticism. He could have been also, and that arm in right field would really play. Like with that fit, I think you'd have that. Hey, all of a sudden you have that power bat that you've been looking for in the Guardians outfield, because this is a team that, you know, spent a lot of the year playing Will Brennan, you know, and Tyler Freeman, you know, in the outfield, and not getting a whole lot of production out of either of them.
Even DH, I mean, they got David Fry there right now. I think if, you know, I like David Fry. I think he's an interesting player. When he's more of like a utility piece that can fit a couple of different spots and spell some people in different places, it's probably a better fit, especially if you've got a masher like Caminero at DH. You don't even have to worry about the defense so much.
I just want to clarify this before we jump and talk about Junior Caminero here again, coming up to the show now with the Tampa Bay Rays. So they got him on a Rule 5 trade with Cleveland?
Yeah.
Well,
not a Rule 5 pick.
No. It was that basically the Meyer. It was a situation where the Rays didn't have enough 40-man roster spots, right? So they traded Myers to the Guardians, who the Guardians were willing to take, and then Caminero at that time was basically a DSL guy who the Rays had identified, seen in the DSL, and kind of really liked a lot of his attributes. But no, it was because of a 40-man roster crunch, but it wasn't a Rule 5 trade. You can't trade Rule 5 picks. As much as I wish you could, you can't trade Rule 5 picks.
Okay.
You can trade the player you selected, but you can't trade a pick in advance. You can't, you know, because it's been one of the best Rule 5 picks. The Reds got Josh Hamilton, but that was the Cubs took the player, and then they sold the pick. They sold the pick. It was a Reds pick that they made, and that was Josh Hamilton.
The point, though, is this could end up being one of those Yordan Alvarez for Josh Fields trades that we saw with the Astros and the Dodgers, where you catch someone really early on. The Rays are like, too many roster spots. Hey, Cleveland, we got to, you know, dump a pitcher. He's really good, though. We'll take that kid in the Dominican Summer League that, you know, hasn't really developed much yet. It's really early on. He was probably obviously in his teens at that point.
Fernando Tatis Jr. for James Shields would be the other example I would give.
Yeah, exactly. It's turning the Rays turned, you know, lemons into golden lemonade with, like, you know, platinum dust on top of it or something. I mean, it was an absolute steal.
That's a good quote right there. That one's going to definitely play on the Baseball America Twitter page as well. Hope you enjoy watching Junior Caminero up in the show for the Tampa Bay Rays. When a big prospect gets called up, you better have a Baseball America subscription and be here on the BA YouTube channel. We'll have videos on the top prospects when they make it to the show. We'll see you for the next one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.